Intelligence Committee Chairman Sylvester Reyes, a Texas Democrat, said the investigation will seek to learn whether congressional intelligence committees were kept fully and currently informed as required by law in various briefings the CIA gave to Congress. Reyes says this will include a briefing CIA Director Leon Panetta gave the Intelligence Committee on June 24th, in which he revealed the existence of a previously secret program authorized under the Bush administration, but canceled by Panetta after he learned of its existence. After that briefing, committee Democrats released a letter they sent to Panetta asking that he correct an earlier statement that it is not the policy or practice of the CIA to mislead Congress. That statement was issued amid the controversy last May over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's allegation that the CIA had misled Congress about the use of harsh interrogation methods on detainees. Media reports quoting various unnamed intelligence and other sources have described the once secret but now canceled program as an effort to assassinate senior leaders of the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. Panetta also informed lawmakers that he was told the CIA was ordered to withhold information about the program by former Vice President Dick Cheney. Representative Reyes said the decision to go ahead with the investigation was taken after careful consideration and in consultation with the ranking Republican on the committee, Pete Hoekstra. However, Representative Hoekstra Friday accused Reyes of backing away from an understanding he said was reached in discussions to conduct a bipartisan balanced review of congressional notifications. Hoekstra said that to speculate on potential criminal behavior in the absence of substantiated facts showed Democrats want to politicize important intelligence matters. Representative Reyes pledged to make the investigation fair and thorough so it would not become a distraction to the work of those serving in the CIA. Media reports Friday quoted a CIA spokesman, Paul Gamigliano, as saying the agency shares that goal and will work closely with the Intelligence Committee. Earlier this month, in response to the new controversy over the canceled CIA program, the CIA said Panetta stands by his statement of last May about CIA obligations to keep Congress informed. Late Friday, Democratic Representative Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, who heads the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations under the House Intelligence Committee, said her panel will take the lead on significant portions of the investigation. Pledging to look very closely at every aspect of the notification process and at various programs, Schakowsky added that if it is determined former Vice President Cheney ordered Congress not to be told about certain programs, she said there is reason to believe that constitutes a significant violation of the National Security Act of 1947. That law, which reorganized the U.S. Armed Forces and intelligence community after World War II and established the CIA, requires that congressional intelligence committees be kept fully and currently informed of U.S. intelligence activities. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.